USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The White House confirmed Thursday it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination as a condition for international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, told reporters on Thursday that several federal agencies are examining the possibility of issuing such a mandate. Former President Donald Trump's lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google will likely go all the way to the Supreme Court, which is where it should go. Pam Bondi, an ex-Florida attorney general who is the America First Policy Institute's chairperson for constitutional litigation, said on Newsmax Thursday.
Oh, I believe it will go all the way to the Supreme Court. It needs to go to the Supreme Court. If you think about it, you know, when big tech started, it really wasn't big tech. It was, remember the days of AOL in the late 90s?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A California wildfire burns an old gold rush town in Northern California. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is hoping to jumpstart the switch to electric vehicles. He signed an executive order that set an ambitious goal of half of all vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2030. Michael Regan, administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, says that it is possible.
We're ushering in new advanced technologies that will not only increase and enhance performance, but also reduce climate pollutants and health-based pollutants.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's growing evidence to suggest that Beijing has ambitions in nuclear weapon stockpiling. Over the past 2 months, American researchers using commercial satellite imagery have discovered two construction sites on which hundreds of nuclear silos will one day sit. Author Michael Pillsbury on Thursday's America's Newsroom on Fox.
I'd say that this approximately 250 holes in the ground with kind of a metal tent on top. The Chinese say this is wind turbine construction, and nobody should be worried.
Ted Cruz is no fan of mandates. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker became the latest governor to issue a vaccine requirement for some state workers. Pritzker also announcing a mask mandate for students in preschool through 12th grade. The mandate applying to both public and private school students. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CNBC why he's not a fan of government-issued mask mandates.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.